All right, joining us right now, the Fairfax Republican Party Chairman, Steve Knotts. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Good. Good to have you with us. We just had a nice conversation with now the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor in the Commonwealth, Winsome Sears. How do you assess this ticket? You've got Glenn Youngkin, Winsome Sears, and Jason Meares.
Well, I was just listening to Winsome, and can you tell that she's excited? She's a fantastic candidate. We're thrilled to have her. And we've got, like she said, we've got the ticket top to bottom. We've got the best and most qualified slate, and they just happen to be diverse. It is fantastic to see, and there's some real excitement going on right now in Virginia and in Fairfax County.
Okay, so let's talk more about Fairfax County. Last night I was going through the numbers looking back at the 2013 race, where Ken Cuccinelli was running. And it's an interesting night because when Cuccinelli was in that race on election night, he was up. I mean, he was doing very well against Terry McAuliffe back then. But then what occurred? Fairfax County. When the Fairfax County votes came in, he lost whatever edge he had, and McAuliffe ends up winning that race. Now we look to Fairfax County again. Is it possible for Republicans to pick up enough votes in Fairfax County to make that difference and to blunt any Democrat progress there?
It is definitely possible in Fairfax County. We are excited. We've got an excitement going on in Northern Virginia that I have not seen before. From what we're doing, we're working hard. We're trying to work with our House of Delegate candidates. We've got 15 of the 17 covered, and we're talking to the other two. We had five last time. So that kind of shows you that there's an excitement for people to get out and to make changes. We've been given the issues. I mean, we've got them top to bottom, like Winston was saying about school choice, businesses being closed, public safety issues. We're dealing with issues that aren't Democrat or Republican issues. We're dealing with American issues, and those are the issues that we will win on. And it's not going to be just another normal election this year. We're going to be excited. We're going to be out. We're going to be working hard, and we need everybody that has a conservative mindset to get out there with us. We can use you. Get in touch, and we're going to have a lot to do between now and November.
I mean, is it my imagination, or are Republicans really a lot more active right now in Fairfax County than usual? I was driving around Alexandria yesterday. I noticed in front of one of the government buildings there was a protest group of conservatives, not liberals, of conservatives calling for the recall of Fairfax County's Commonwealth's attorney, Steve Descano. They're trying to throw him out of office. He was put there thanks in large part to George Soros's money and has been ignoring crimes, as you would expect from a Soros-supported candidate. Are Republicans more busy now than typically?
We are, and there's a couple of sides to it. One is the left has given us the rule book. You know, if you don't like what's going on and you don't feel you have the power to change it through the electoral process and you need to do something now, get out. Get out and be seen, be heard, and get your information out to the people that are there. The other part is we do have a core of very, very active and passionate conservatives that are out to try to set things right. You know, what happened in 2019 that put Descano in there was a fluke. It was something that should not have happened. This man should never have been elected. He's not doing his job, and he needs to be removed from office. And this, again, is not just Republicans that are doing that. It's people coming together to see what's wrong in our community, to see what needs to be fixed, and we're in there, and we're going to do everything we can to fix it. It's something that needs to change. You know, Republicans, conservatives,
yes,
are people who not necessarily out on the street protesting, but it's time that we get out and make our voices heard. And if they're not going to listen to us at the ballot box, they're going to listen to us in front of their building, making sure we're holding them accountable to do the job they were elected to do.
Steve Knotts, how do you measure sentiment on the issue of schools right now in Fairfax County? I often wonder how many Democrats are turned off by the sort of staggering schedule that they've had to deal with for their children in Fairfax County, and also the injection of a critical race theory and trying to convince students to judge each other on the basis of their skin color.
We've gone back 60 years. I mean, that's where the left has taken us. We've gone back 60 years, but it's kind of flipped a little bit. It's still judge somebody by the color of their skin. Don't pay any attention to what they are and what the content of their character might be. Let's just make sure that, you know, we have the right quotas, that everybody's happy and nobody can complain because we're not representing somebody. The reality is that we need to take that issue back,
yes,
and to say that, you know, quality of character, you know, what somebody's capable of doing, how hard will they work, that's what matters,
yes,
in society, and that's what's going to take both the individual
but
and society forward.
But are Democrats turned off by any of this? That's what I'm asking. In Fairfax County, do you get
yes,
the sense that Democrats even are saying, wow, this is too much?
It's across the board. I mean, there are people that have had to stay home with their kids because of this ridiculous virtual education thing that they've done for the last year that want to go back to work. They need to go back to work. That's how they feed their families. That's
yes,
how they move forward in life. And our efforts, again, aren't just Republican. You know, some of the open school issues, open FCPS, and some of these other groups that are out there working hard to make this happen, they're not Republicans only. They're a cross-section of Fairfax County.
Right.
And that is exciting to me, is the issues, again, they're our issues. We have a solution to these issues, and we're coming together, and people are crossing those party lines to come out and help us do it.
Fairfax County is so pivotal for Republicans to win Virginia. This is Fairfax Republican Chairman Steve Knott. Steve, thank you. You have one of the most important jobs in the entire country this year. Good luck.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.